Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. While we're in the mood, you know, here's a topic that I know a lot of women are wondering about, and that is using porn together. Is your relationship ready? And you know that our wonderful friend, Dr. Marty Klein, is here to help us understand this. Dr. Klein is a licensed marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist, and he's done this for over 31 years. He's devoted his entire career to really understanding, telling the truth about sexuality, and helping people feel sexually adequate and powerful, supporting healthy relationships. His book is Sexual Intelligence: What We Really Want from Sex and How to Get It. Dr. Klein, welcome back to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you back to help us understand this whole issue of, well, where porn fits in a relationship.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me. And you're right. So many men and women have questions about pornography. It seems every time we turn around, there's a conversation about it. And, you know, as with everything that the three of us talk about regarding sexuality, the most important things are that people feel comfortable with what they're doing and that people be able to communicate about how they feel and about what they want. So when the question comes up, is my couple ready, you know, to look at pornography? My first question is, well, is that what you actually want to do? Or is there some part of you that wants to do it? If there's no part of you that wants to do it and you're being pressured into it, like everything having to do with sex, the answer should be, I don't really want to do that. How about if we do this other thing over here?
Right.
Now, on the other hand, you know, if two people think that maybe they're ready to do it, then what I would say is, do you have an agreement that if you're in the middle of watching porn together and somebody decides, I've had enough of this, or that's a little creepy, or I need a hug, do we have an agreement between the two people that anybody can say stop at any time? And again, that's like all the other things we talk about with sexuality, whether it's oral sex or whether it's playing the pirate game or whatever it is. Every couple needs to be able to say, I want to stop right now, and the other person is going to stop, rather than saying, well, do you have a good reason? What's the matter? What's wrong with you? So we don't want that.
That's just, it goes back to being comfortable, right, in the communication piece of it. You have to feel comfortable. And really, that doesn't that talk about the marriage as well, Marty? That, I mean, in order to have a great marriage, you have to have communication and you have to have, you know, that commitment and also those boundaries that each of you, you know, share together in order to keep a relationship, you know, healthy and happy. But I guess I'm going to ask you about, since we're, you know, Her Radio, would porn ruin sex because it destroys women's sexual self-confidence?
Well, I get asked this question a lot. You know, various versions of women comparing themselves to what they see in porn, or women imagining that men compare the women to the women they see in porn. And, I find that question kind of confusing, because we walk down the street every day and we see women, as well as men, with all kinds of body shapes, all kinds of body sizes. We watch TV, we watch movies, we watch videos, and we're constantly seeing bodies or faces that are young and fresh and attractive, and by the way, made up, and possibly, you know, with plastic surgery too. So why is porn any different than that? I think that every adult needs the skill, as we walk through the world, of knowing that there are people who are better looking than I am, and I'm okay. There are people who are smarter than I am, and I'm okay. There are people who have more money than I do, and I'm okay. There are people who are better musicians or better painters or better ice skaters than I am, and I'm okay. And the exact same thing applies to porn. If you're going to look at porn, you have to be able to see it as fiction, and you have to be able to see it as this is something that we look at for entertainment, and I'm not going to compare myself to those, to the bodies that I see in porn. You know, I play tennis, and I watch tennis on TV, and if I constantly said, oh, I'm no good whenever I watch tennis on TV, I couldn't stand watching tennis on TV, because I'm always watching people who are better than I am.
Right, right.
Yeah,
well,
You know, the other piece of this is that, yeah, you're watching women walk down the street and whatever, but they're not nude. You know, I mean, maybe they, you know, with some of the stuff people are wearing nowadays, you know, with muffin tops hanging out everywhere. But, you know, really, at the end of the day, they're not nude. And I think that, you know, in my sphere of work, I see a lot of really rotten body image on the part of people who really look quite good, but they've just bought into, you know, they bought into what was supposed to be, and I quote, a perfect body out there. And I think a lot of what you see in porn is a little bit closer to this Barbie doll image. And I think that that may make a woman feel pretty funky. And it's not everyone.
I don't think it makes a woman feel funky. I think that if a woman is going to compare herself to what she sees on the screen, she's going to feel terrible. So don't do that. And,
right.
You know, if a woman just doesn't have the emotional skills to not compare herself to what she sees on the screen, then probably she shouldn't look at the screen. She probably should not say, let's look at porn. In the very same way that, you know, when I go to New York City, when I go to New York to teach two or three times a year, and, you know, there's tons of money and successful people and lots of action in New York. And if I can't walk down Fifth Avenue and look in those store windows, the Cartier and, you know, all these amazing stores, if I can't walk down Fifth Avenue and look in the store windows without feeling bad, I should not walk down Fifth Avenue and look in the store windows.
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with a person.
Right.
If you can't look at porn without feeling bad, don't look at porn.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is... Well, I think that the body image thing, and it is true for men too, the body image thing, I just think is probably one of the biggest, you know, speed bumps out there. And I think that the porn thing really requires that people feel very good about their bodies, because their bodies are integral to this entire process, you know, that they're watching and engaging in.
Yep, but I think it is the same for men too. I do think it's the same for men. They're also making the comparison. Tell me quickly, Marty, what are the benefits of watching porn together?
Well, it can be entertaining. I mean, if people think it's entertaining, then it's entertaining. It can be hot. You know, people watch other people having sex, which of course is a great taboo in Western culture, right? So it can get people hot, and you know, after watching porn for a few minutes, people start kissing, our real-life couple, they start kissing and cuddling up and touching each other, and before you know it, they're really hot and they want to be sexual together. So that's one reason that some couples do watch porn. Another thing that people like is that they see couples doing things on the screen that the real-life couple doesn't do, and they say, huh, I wonder what it would be like if we did that, so let's try that.
I think your points are incredibly good, and I want to make sure that everyone out there knows to buy Dr. Marty Klein's book, Sexual Intelligence, Really Want from Sex and How to Get It. This is really important, though, and the website is Marty Klein, that's MartyKlein.com. Marty, thanks so much for coming on to Her Radio once again and helping us understand using porn together. Is your relationship ready? I just love what you shared with us. Thank you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget to be comfortable with your relationship and communicate. That's so important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.